Parshas Miketz starts off Himiketz Shnosayim Yomim Uparachelim Bnei Yom Yilal Yar. Chazal say Miketz Ketz Som LaChoshech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put an end to the Choshech, that there was a matzav of Yush, that Yosef was in jail for 10 years. He thought he finally is going to get out. 2 years later he still finds himself in jail. At the end HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ketz Som LaChoshech, and that's really the connection to Hanukkah, is that it says Choshech al Pnei Yisroel, Choshech ze Machos Yovan, Shechshichu b'Einem Sheyisroel b'Gzer Yisem. Lehachshichom is the same as Lehashkichom. Torah Sechel, like the Shlo says, is the Shikchas HaTorah, that was the Choshech. And that was the matziv of Hanukkah. Hanukkah was the matziv, it was after Nevuah already, Klal Yisroel was totally taken over by the Gzer Yisroel of the Yovanim, and things looked dreary. And nevertheless, the Ribbono Shel Olam saved them. And that's really, Hanukkah always comes out at the time of the longest nights of the year. Right now, it's switching 440, Shkia, 442, 443. It's as it goes down, it's the longest nights, and then the nights start getting shorter. Because after the Choshech, Ketz Som LaChoshech, there's always a Ketz to the Choshech. And at the end of the day, the Gula comes. I heard this week, in Avad from a Mashgiach, Reb Chaim Shifman, he said that he just found a Reb Tzadik in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Divrei Tzadik from Ois Tez Zayin. He says that everybody should really laminate this and keep it in their pocket. They would maybe think that it comes from a different Hasidus after we hear it. But basically what he starts off, he says that Ein Yush Bo'olam Klal. That's what he says. He says, there's no reason to be Miyayish, even if Yiluch Erev Chadam Nachzal Tzavar Shel Odom. And he says, even if a person is nichshal in averis, he's in a terrible matzav, but there's no matzav of yush. He says, that's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. One of the nekudas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that Avraham Avinu and Sarah should be koris, that they should not be able to have children. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu Savisai was going to be poiked them at the end of the day, and he was going to be give them a Yeshua that they're going to have children, so why did he make it take so many years? They're married for, according to the Pirkei Dei Rabbi Elazar, I think, says that they were married. Avraham Avinu was 25 when he got married. He's married 75 years at the time. So why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu says Fakir Lamayit Beneis Adif? Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu make such a great neis? Lamayit Beneis Adif. Why did he says it was dafka with intention? Kadosh Baruch Hu waited to the matziv where it was total yush. It was total yush on the part of everybody. Thought that there's no chance. Sarah certainly thought that there's no chance. When it was a matziv of yush, Dafka then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in a matzah of Yush, that's where I'm being miyasid Klal Yisrael. To show that Klal Yisrael, by Klal Yisrael, there's no such matzah of Yush, Klal. Ein Yush Bolam Klal, there's no such matzah. And that's what it says. When you get to the Geula HaChrein, it says the same thing. Chazal says in Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, Ein Ben David Bo, Elo, Bishoshin Nisiyashu Min HaGeula. That the Mashiach is not going to come until they're Misiyash Min HaGeula. That's what it says. The Pasuk says, Habitu El Avram, El Avram, Avichem, Valsara Telchalalchem, that look, if you want to see you want to have Bishoyev Chizuk, look back to Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu, it was total matzav of Yush, and nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from the matzav. And he says that really Avram Avinu is the Mesamel of this Indian. He says, because by Loit, there was, when it was Nishba Achiv, when they took Loit, so it was the four kings fought against the five kings, and the four kings beat the five kings. Four kings were victorious over the five kings, that means that they were much stronger. And nevertheless, and they took Loit. Avraham Avinu went, it's a total matzav of Yush. Avraham Avinu going to fight these four kings that were already cravish to five kings, total matzav of Yush. But nevertheless, in Echanami, he went. And he went with who? With Eliezer. Shloish Meis Ve'eser. Rashi says, why is Shloish Meis Ve'eser? Ve'shmonasri. Shloish Meis Ve'shmonasri. Rashi says, who's the Shloish Meis Ve'shmonasri? Eliezer. So where do we ever find in the Torah that refers to the person by his gematria? Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that he's 345. Where do we ever find that the Torah refers to somebody as the gematria? He says, because the gematria of 318 is the gematria of Yush ima Kirlul. Yush is 317. 317, the Kirlul means together with the word, it's 318, that it's Goyver on the Yush. That Avraham Avinu was Goyver on the Yush, of the Matzav of Yush, and he went to go fight, even though everything looked avud, he went to go fight. That's what it was, that Shlosh Mot Veshmanasri. That's exactly what the Nakuda was. And Mimele, he was Menatzeach. He was Moisef, this Mashgiach. He says, happens to be Avraham Avinu Zumatra 317. Zumatra of Yush, because he's the one that's Mesamal, that you could overcome the Yush. He says, very Gishmak of Shat, for them that's all Sukkal Azman, just to throw it in. It says, there's a story. Ahisafta. There was a woman that came, Dasil Kameder of Nachman, she came in front of the Rish Galuso. She came to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was actually Chasna ben Nasiya, and said that the Reish Galusa is sitting in a stolen sukkah. So the Gemara says, "Tzavcha v'lei ashkach bo." Rav Nachman didn't pay attention to her, all her screaming. Omrele, she said to him, "Itzo da havile lavua tlas mei v'tamni sari avdi tzavcha kamaicha v'lei shkachisu bo." You know what's going on over here? A chutzpah. A woman that her father has, a forefather really, has 318 servants, is screaming in front of you, you're not paying attention to it? My chashivas. So Rashi says, who's this? Avua, Avraham Avinu. Yilidi beis ishmanias of shleish meis. He says, what shaykhis does it have to do with what this woman's taina? This woman came in taina that, by the way, the Reish Galusa stole the property. And Rav Nachman ignored him. She says, my grandfather had 318 servants and you're not. What shaykhis? So says the Rebbe Tzaddik, he says, Shleish Meir Sveshmanasre is Gematri Yerushim Akrilo. And he's saying, maybe you're Seymich on Reb Shim, Shitas Reb Shimin, that Stam Gezel is Yerush Bailin. And Memela, there's Yerush Bailin, Kedarim with Shin Rishos, that it's by the Reish Galuso. And then she says, no, my grandfather is the one that's Kerlo. He goes, he's Gerber on the Yerush. Ain't Yerush Bolam Klal. Ain't Kazedavar. And Memela, Shleish Meir Sveshmanas, my grandfather had 318 servants. And that was, and that's really the matziv of Klal Yisrael, is that there's never a matziv that a person is avud. There's never a matziv that no matter how bleak things could look, no matter how terrible things could be, but there's no matziv that it's forsaken. Yosef HaTzadik Befrat was was a little kid when he went, 17 years old. He was ended up in jail. By the time he was 18, he was already in jail. He spent 10 years later, he's still in jail. Finally, he sees the light at the end of the tunnel, and the Sar Mashkin is going to help him out. And a day goes by, and a week goes by, and a month goes by, and a year goes by. Kein Zachnit. Nothing. Ketzer Tzavud. When it's 2 years are gone, oh, Ketzam Lachoyshech. Vayitzu min habor, teich. That's really what happened with Rubashkin a few years ago. That the last day, after he found out that the last appeal was turned down, and there was no other chance, that was it, that week he got out. That was the mamash, that's the kitzei. When there's no more, that's the total yush. There's all strings, you followed all possibilities, and nevertheless, nothing worked out. Ain't matzav, there's no matzav of yush. Then a person, then to a certain extent, the person realizes all he has to be tailored is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But a person shouldn't think, with my averis, what's Ribbono Shel Olam going to do for me? Chas v'chalila, ein kaze matzav b'chlal. I think befrat by Yosef HaTzadik, that Yosef HaTzadik was in the bar, and he was in the jail, and he sees the Sar Mashkin and the Sar Eifim, and he says, they wake up in the morning, and he says to them, Madu apneichem royim ayoyim. Madu apneichem royim ayoyim, they're sitting in jail over here, languishing away. And Yosef HaTzadik b'chlal, he's there already for 10 years, he's not apneichem royim. Mashmois was, no, Yosef HaTzadik was there, was not apneichem royim. How is he matzliach to do that? So that's really the yisoid of Yosef HaTzadik is, I saw Rav Druk, Rav Asher Druk, Rav Mordechai Druk's son, he had a mimer about this, that he said that this is really what, four words he says, that are, you can change around the person's life. He says, Shem Shomayim Shogar Befiv. That's what it says by Yosef HaTzadik, that wherever he went, he was matzliach. Why? Because Shem Shomayim Shogar Befiv, the Medrash says, Malachash V'yotzei, Malachash V'nichnas. That wherever he went, he was always being malachash. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please help me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, I should be matzliach in this. Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was the mila that Yosef HaTzadik had. That even if he's in the dungeon, he's constantly with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu would never forsake him. And Memela, even when he's in the dungeon, even when he's in jail, there was always the Shem Shamayim Shogar Befiv, which helps a person that he shouldn't be misyayish. The very fact that Klal Yisrael was nisyased on the matzav of Yerush. And that a person should realize a way to work on it, to feel that there should never a matzah of yush, is is by the Shem Shamayim Shogeh Befiv. Is by having it that he's always talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When he feels the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's a whole different story. Because he feels that there's somebody with me. There's somebody with me, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam that's being Shemer. He speaks out of the Rav Asher Druk. He says that his stories, amazing stories. He says that there's a person that he works in the city or whatever it is, and every day till he gets to find the parking spot, Bechulu Mamish takes him hours. What it could take him. Kitzer, he started asking the Ribbono Shel Olam beforehand, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm coming, and please help me find a spot. He says it's already 3 months in a row. I think that's what he said, 3 months, and every day he finds a spot. Because when you're being Torah, when you realize the Nakuda is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be Makir, that he's in charge of everything. And the more that a person is Makir that, the more a person connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he's Torah himself in the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's also Zichr, no Matzah for Yish. If a person realizes that he's in the Ribbono Shel Olam's hands, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yochel, there's no Matzah for Yish. The problem is that a person, why don't people do that? Why don't people talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam as much as Yosef Atali did? People don't, besides the fact that they were scared, maybe people are going to look at them weird, but even when nobody's looking at them, nobody's looking, they saw, they were able to see. But even if a person is in his room by himself, he's walking the street, person doesn't feel, maybe feels weird, maybe feels uncomfortable doing it. One of the reasons is because a person doesn't like to feel that everything in my life is telling somebody else. Everything that I have is telling somebody else. If I want to cross the street, it's telling somebody else. If I want to make a cake, then it should come out good, it's telling somebody else. I understand the big things in life. You want to go to whatever it is. You're getting married. You want to make sure it's the right person. Telling you, Baruch Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mizavik Zibugim. But the fact that I'm coming to Second Seder, I want to come on time, and I want to be able to learn, and I want to understand what I learned, and Mechulo, and everything should go well at home, and the kids, the wife, everything is, all these things are telling in the Baruch Shalom. But that's really what it is. Yeah, everything is telling the Baruch Shalom. Person, it says by Pari, that a Pari is. The Ramban says in the Parshas Boy that Ein lo nutam be bri rishino, elashe yoydu, elashe yavoru lubeis haknesses v'yemru b'yosecha anachnu. That people should come to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say b'yosecha anachnu. We were created by you. We are your b'yos. Be moedet Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hoida tarti mashma. Hoida. First of all, we were created by you. Second of all, thank you for creating us. What does it mean that we were created by you? Who thinks that they weren't created? Somebody thinks that they're created by themselves? So Volba says, yeah, we find that by Pari. Pari says, Li Yoriv Aniyasisini, that I created myself. Aniyasisini, I made myself. What does that mean? He was crazy? He thought that he made himself? That was the hargosha that he had. Vani Oimir Pari Vine Oimir Al Hayar. Right? He's Oimir Al Yar. The Kilo, he's the one that created the Yar. That's what it doesn't practice means. Every person likes to think that they're in charge. Even if he's not in charge of everything, but most things, maybe Corona is he's not in charge of. But just about everything else, we're in charge of. Everything that, the small things, v'chulu, happens to be Rabbeinu Yonah says in Mishlei, in Paragimel, Benigeh to Bitachon, he says, a person should be with Teichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him, even for the small things, even for the things that are not so chashiv. Maybe you can look at it as insignificant. If you do cross the street, if you don't, if you go to the store, you won't go to the store, so you won't buy, you... Not so. No, everything he says, even if it doesn't end up happening, the very fact of Bertechon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in itself is a mitzvah. That a person should be malachash v'yetzeh, and even for the smallest things, you're going to make an omelet. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, that should come out good. Huh? Well, it sounds funny. What do you mean? I need Ribbono Shel Olam to make my omelet come out good? Yeah, you actually do. What do you mean? I've done it before, didn't it? Right? I was okay. It worked. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was kind to you, that it worked. But it's not that it wasn't Ribbono Shel Olam. Zichr was Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person speaks to Ribbono Shel Olam and it's Shem Shemayim Shogeh Befiv, then he creates a real connection with Ribbono Shel Olam, and certainly there's no matzah for Yish B'chol.